Bonjour, hi. Welcome or welcome back to another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Coffee Talks, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. If you're on YouTube, you can probably see that the background is not the same. I'm actually outdoors. I wanted to film this outside, one, because it is a beautiful day, and second, because it is horrifically hot inside my apartment. We haven't installed the ACs yet, but if you are actually listening to the audio form, you can probably also hear it with the little birds chirping, the squirrels and the crows, and the garbage trucks also doing the run. But obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today we are talking about losing control, kind of letting go, anyway. I've talked about this in a couple of coffee talks, especially regarding like friendships and dating and just like life in general, actually work also. So pretty much everything related to my life at the moment. But I'm one person who really enjoys having control. I like when things go my way, and I like when I can actually plan things and they work out great. But recently, I've had to learn how to actually let go of that, and you know, I've had to learn how to lose control and allow it to be okay, because there's so much you can control in life. There's so much you can plan. And for so long, I've been trying to make everything work out my way. I'm the kind of person who plans everything because I like having a plan, because it gives me, I don't know, it grounds me in a way, and it reassures me a lot. It reassures me to have a plan because it gives me the illusion that I can just follow it blindly, when in reality, you know, life happens and some things come your way, some don't, even though you plan on them coming your way. And I just found myself disappointed so many times because everything was not going according to plan, that I kind of had to force myself and push myself to just let go and to let things happen however they should happen. And it is still hard to do that because, again, as I said, I love planning. I'm a planning queen. It's side note, it's kind of funny because whenever my friends want to make plans with me, we almost have to plan like 2-3 weeks ahead because my schedule is filled. And that's a problem in itself, but it's also because I love to plan so much that it's so hard for me to deroute from that. So anyway, that just proves the point that I love planning, and it has become a problem. It has become a problem because I don't allow myself to just live life and to take things when they come my way because they were not on my plan, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot, but we're going somewhere. Just trust me on that. I remember I had a conversation with my mom when I was, I think, 17 or 18, so a couple of years ago, and it stuck with me ever since because she told me to just let myself go because I was too focused on trying to control things, and that was regarding a specific person. And I wanted them to like me so bad, and I wanted them to do this thing that I don't remember what it was, but I wanted them to do it so bad, or I wanted them to say something so bad. And she was like, just let it go. Let yourself go. Let your heart go. Just let it all go, because that is not a way of living life. And ever since that moment, I've been trying to, you know, remind myself of those words and put myself back into that specific conversation that I had many years ago with my mother, because she was right and she still is. I need to just let it go. And sometimes it's easier said than done, obviously, because I think for me, the fear of losing control comes from a fear also of failure. And I've talked about this in last week's coffee talk, but I would rather fail while being in control than fail anyway and not being in control, if that makes sense. So a lot of it comes from that. And it's kind of funny because I find myself saying those exact words to friends and family and loved ones. And just like, to me, it's, you know, just let it go. I find myself saying that pretty often to people around me. But when it comes to me doing it, it's a whole other story. I have a lot of difficulty doing it. It's not impossible because I've been doing it, but it is definitely counterintuitive for me to do so, to just not be in control all the time. And I know I can't. Ultimately, I know I cannot be in control 100% of the time, but it can't be also like 80%. You know, I have to just let it go and just like let life happen. I have to open my mind and my heart and my arms to whatever comes. And it's also funny because I've been doing that for work specifically. And it is the sphere of my life where I feel like I don't need that much control because I'm so confident and I reassure myself on many levels when it comes to work. But when it comes to relationships, when it comes to family, when it comes to planning, when it comes to content creation, when it comes to just pretty much everything other than work, I have difficulty letting go. And I have difficulty just staying open and being like, whatever happens, happens, because that's not how I typically am. But that's how I have to be sometimes, you know? And again, I feel like I've probably said that in many previous coffee talks before, but it's also a question of balance. Obviously, you cannot let go of everything. You have to keep some sort of control over things that are important and things that matter and things that are actually worth controlling. But there are things you cannot control, and that's okay. And that's what's been hard for me to wrap my head around, because it's just not in my nature. Just roam around and let things happen to me, you know? I'm not one to let life happen to me, because I have some standards and I have some goals and I have a vision, and that's okay. That's good. It's good to have goals. It's good to have, you know, certain milestones that you want to hit, but it's also good to just let yourself go sometimes, is just to let your mind open, your arms open to whatever happens, because if you're always just following the plan, I feel like you cannot see and recognize all the other beautiful things and all the other opportunities that come to you if you're so focused on this one thing. And again, I feel like this might be contradictory to what I've been saying for the past couple of minutes, but you know, it's all a question of balance. It's all about putting things into perspective and asking yourself, is this worth controlling? Is this worth trying to fight for? Is this worth trying to control? Emphasis on the word trying, because again, there are some things that we cannot control in general. We cannot control the way that people feel about us. We cannot control the things people say about us. We can only control the way that we present ourselves to them, and that might or might not affect the way that they see us. And again, as I said, it's a question of perspective. The way that you choose to see things and the way that you choose to see life is yours to control, but the way that people choose to behave and the way that people choose to think is not yours to control. It's yours to maybe affect and influence, but to a certain extent, you know? And that's pretty much everything you can control. So, cheers to that. And as for many topics that I cover in this podcast and in this series, I have this duality inside of me where I have this life I have envisioned for myself, and there are these things that I need to do in order to get there, or things that I'm actively doing to, you know, reach these bigger goals. But I found so much release lately in just living life as it is, without questioning everything and without overthinking everything, because this is what often happens when I want to control everything, is I start overthinking about everything as well, because it gets down to all the little tiny details that I want to control. And it is it is the opposite of freeing. It has so, like, energy demanding, and it's time consuming as well. And it's taken all this brain space that I could use for other things, such as creating, such as reading, such as, you know, chores in general. And wanting to control everything is not healthy for my brain. Not that at the moment, at least. And realizing that actually helped me to just let go of certain things. And obviously, as I said, there are things that are worth trying to control and that are worth, you know, thinking about and or overthinking, but there are things that are just not. And you have to ask yourself what is worth fighting for, what is worth thinking about, and what is not. You know, what can I do to just improve my everyday life and make it all better in here? Because being a control freak is not a look. It's not good for anybody. It's not good for you. It's not good for the people around you. And it's not good for your well-being and mental health. So, but again, what do I know? I'm not a health professional. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. Anyway, I'm not. I'm literally just a marketing girly. So, what do I know? One way I've been liberating myself from wanting to control everything is actually by journaling. I think it's no surprise. I talk about journaling in a lot of videos that are not necessarily coffee talks, and how it just helps me to sometimes free up my mind, and just putting my thoughts and concerns on paper sometimes is really freeing. It's releasing all the tension because I put it on paper, and that way I don't have control over it anymore, and it's just there. I have emptied my brain and it feels better. And again, it gives me more space for other stuff, for creativity, for reading, for introspection, for laughter, for good times with friends without being concerned by every little single thing around me. And yeah, that has been pretty beneficial for me. Talking about it also, having conversations about the things that occupy my mind and about the things that worry me. Worry is a pretty big word, but, you know, the things that concern me and the things that take up space in here, just talking about it and emptying my mind is also very beneficial. And this is actually the whole purpose and the whole point of another coffee talk. It's actually just freeing up my mind, talking about it. It is not like therapy, but it feels pretty good to just let my thoughts out. And if they can, you know, resonate with anybody, even better. But just know that the whole purpose and the whole point of this is for me to just blab around and talk about whatever has been going on my mind. And just doing that releases so much pressure and so much tension in here. Oddly enough, it sounded weird, but I guess you get the point. But yeah, just doing so is helping me to let go of some things and to just open my mind again to more things, to more opportunities, to more time with friends, to more love, to more joy, to more laughters, or to more cries, maybe, because sometimes you have to cry it out. But, you know, there are things you can control and there are things you cannot control. That could have literally just been it, but, you know, I had to go around and talk about it for 10 minutes because that's what I do here. As a wise woman once told me, aka my mother, just let it all go. Let yourself go. Let your heart open. Let your arms open. Let your mind open. And just enjoy life as it is without overthinking every single thing that's happening to you. And just enjoy. Enjoy the moment and take a moment to appreciate what you have, the people around you. Be grateful for what you have and take a moment to tell the people around you that you love them, because you can't take these things for granted. And just let go. Let it go. That's really all I have to say now. So that is definitely my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, 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 truly mean it. Hopefully I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you an Bonne journée.